Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Everyday Resistance Play. This file can be a lot of fun to try and resist. And, like the other everyday files, just let this file play out while you think or do other things. In fact, it would be easy not to give it any thought at all, but then you'd miss out on all that lovely, wonderful, trancy, drifty feelings that you could be having. Then again, it is a bit of resistance play, so I'm sure you don't want to make it too easy for me to put you into that state. Or do you? Would you prefer to just let yourself go as soon as I begin talking, letting the words weave through your mind up and down and drifting so easily? Or maybe you'd prefer to just remain awake and alert somehow, even though there is so much fun in letting yourself fall for a moment, drifting in trance. It's also nice to know that you could resist if you wanted to, which I'm sure you can. It's not that hard. All you have to do is just not listen at all, even if it is very nice to just let the words go on and on. You never know when it's going to happen, if I'm going to tell you, for example, to drop or not. Maybe I'll leave you awake the whole time and tease you with a moment of your attention, even if your attention is elsewhere, and yet part of it is being absorbed, it's inevitable that your unconscious for a moment listens to my voice, drifting, almost forgetting to open your eyes after a blink. Or maybe just enjoying that fuzzy feeling that flutters through your thoughts. Because you're not all there, even though you obviously want to try to resist. And resistance play is a lot of fun. There's many ways in which to do it, some of which is focused on the fun of losing, with as much enjoyment as possible. Because with the resistance play, it's not really about winning. You don't want to not go into trance and avoid feeling good. Now you would prefer to let yourself slip into that state at the right moment. Now I know that this can be dizzying or mildly distracting, or perhaps even feeling nice and blank for seconds at a time. When you blink after the blankness, you might even realize that your eyes were closed a little longer than necessary, for a blink at least. It's not necessary at all to keep them open. It can be a lot more fun to let them just rest. But you're distracted, deliberately so, either by my voice or whatever it is you're doing. The music containing wonderful frequencies that allow you to relax even more. It's not a push or a pull, just a bit of play. A soft sensation, just covering and blanketing your mind with everything I say. do you want? So let yourself drift away and enjoy that play even more every day, where you can just go in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. Every little drop that drifts and floats and flutters into a waking trance that may dance along your thoughts. A soft distraction that would allow you to focus on whatever you're doing even more, even if it is a little distracting, a slight difficulty to focus on what you think you're focusing on. Or maybe not, maybe it's all just easy and it's a nice trance that you're enjoying despite or because of my teasy words. And as I am easing you in to the state of mind that is so pleasing, to begin to feel even better and blanker. Just a blink of blankness to wake and realize that you've been accidentally, perhaps, keeping your eyes closed a little too long. But did you notice? Or did you remember to forget to notice the drifting state that floats and melts? Or maybe not. It could be a solid structure of trance, just a wonderful dance, a delicious distracting moment upon moment that momentarily make your mind a little fuzzy. Or focused on the wrong thing that rightfully runs along your mind. Thoughts may seem to be clear when they're not, and some distractions are closer than they may appear in the mirror. When you think and reflect on what you were doing before, when you were so focused on the different things around you, and you may have noticed that you've been slowly losing your grip on the things that you were holding on to in your thoughts. So when you go blank and blink without opening your eyes and just letting yourself realize that again, you're almost adrift and asleep in an ocean that can't help but seep through your thoughts like a drop, causing ripples of wonderful feelings that float into your imagination. Or there's a wake somewhere that lets you be there and allows you to notice what's been going on, even if there's not much you can do about it. How much fun is it to lose yourself in those moments where you just can't help yourself and enjoy the distractions that deliberately dull your thoughts for, well, the space between those blinks? Because you're not closing your eyes, you're just blinking really slowly. So slow that between the blinks, your eyes, like your thoughts, are blank, filled with a wonderful emptiness that can be so enjoyably relaxing. And almost everyone knows that closing your eyes, even for a moment, can feel so nice. When you just let everything else outside be a slow blink of blankness, together with me as my words flow in and out of your mind. It's a little drop, a ripple, along a wonderful surface that reflects where you are. And the more you try to hold on, the more easy it becomes to just drift deeper. Or maybe not. Maybe you are very focused indeed, allowing the trance to cause a wonderful current of direction rather than distraction. Focus. Feeling sharp and alert, almost more awake than before, as my voice allows the rest of your thoughts to simply relax for a while. That there is one string of ideas, of thoughts, of moments that flutter right now and are completely focused on the task at hand. So very focused indeed, that whatever I say just sort of passes you by and drifts slowly into your unconscious as you drop a little more and enjoy the wonderful ways in which your thoughts can hold that focus so powerfully on the task at hand. Especially if it means enjoying the drifts and drops even more. As the ripples of my words travel through your mind, as they reflect across the surface, bouncing off each other and causing these amazing patterns of interference that in the end allows a beautiful pattern to move and replicate, to simulate strange new ideas that allow you to focus and create and even spark your imagination. Maybe part of you is listening. Or maybe another part is so deep in trance that the only part that is listening is focused on something else. And yet, no matter how much you try to resist, the inevitable fun will win, because losing is so much more fun. And we've barely begun. There's still a lot more to explore. If you would enjoy that, letting your mind slip in and out of trance as easy as breathing, making that feeling part of your moment. A sweet sensation of a sort of blankness with every blink. Could you imagine how nice it would be to go a little blank with every blink, so that when you open your eyes again, you're able to focus with more clarity? And that focus allows you to achieve amazing things, simply by letting the rest of your thoughts melt away for a moment. No matter how long or short those blinks are, even if you momentarily forget to open your eyes afterwards, whenever you do, you are awake again, ready to drift and drop all the deeper the next blink. And it's okay to stare, have distracting thoughts out there, and yet the words that I share still slowly find their place on the blankness of your face at times, reflecting what you're feeling inside, but that's okay. It's okay to stare and be not really there, letting yourself be aware of how nice and clear your thoughts have become. Now, in a moment, this file will end, or maybe not. I wonder if it's something that you can comprehend right now, or if there's so many wonderful ups and downs that have caused you to become somewhat distracted and yet more focused. Your attention is elsewhere and nowhere. Everywhere out there is just another place. It doesn't matter right now, because you're not all there, and you never know when it's going to happen or how. I say drop, because in a moment this file is going to end, which you've heard before, and yet not at all. It's only been a few moments that have lasted longer than they could have. And I wonder which of those moments was the most fun. Where did you enjoy the loss the most? Because the resistance is just a game, a thing to play with, as we find out what the most fun way is of making you lose your mind and drop again and again and again, only to wake a little more confused, and then only to drop just another time and feel that fun and awake, and then the drop, and where are we then? Well, I know where we aren't. Because a few moments ago I said that this file would end, and yet we aren't there. We're neither in the middle nor the beginning, so we must be at the end. However, there's also a way that this can continue on and on, repeating and relieving all different kinds of thoughts of their weight. So allow yourself to drop maybe a few more times. I could count them, all the different ways in which I have allowed your mind to drift in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. Over the duration of this file, I've said so many things, and some of them make sense while others are not quite the same. They're not nonsense, but they're lacking in logic, even though they all fit together like a perfect puzzle, slowly creating a new, beautiful visual or feeling, perhaps a sound in your mind, as we puzzle the pieces together and find the best way to make you enjoy the resistance play. And whether you've been listening or not, whether you've given this your attention or not quite, whatever you've been doing has been interesting, to say the least. I wonder where your mind will go next. If my voice follows, you can continue to enjoy this kind of sensation going in and out of trance. Otherwise, your thoughts, your mind, your attention will return to you refreshingly, and of course allow you to enjoy the wonderful confusion that is caused by such creations. What's really interesting is that it's not my words that do this to you. It's how you interpret them. Your mind is the major player in this game. But it is also the artist that creates the beautiful pieces of art that I puzzle into a new place. And while you think on that and maybe think on other things as you drift and drop and slowly wake only to drift some more, I'm sure that you had fun. Enjoy.